In Waking Up, and you can read this reference on the online page, I've posted the book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, both as a PDF and as HTML pages, files. I said that we must also have no illusions about what a president can do. I am immensely and forever grateful to Barack Obama for it would be interesting to pause our discussion and finish this sentence to examine the question of what it is he has precisely done. I find it irritating in the extreme the trivialization I hear from the left of what that is. But pursuing that fish would be a distraction from the present point. No president of the United States can bring us our future. His job will not allow it. Not in the job description, folks. It really ain't. He can save a few lives. And if it's your life saved, that's a huge deal. Reduce the suffering. Ameliorate the distress. He can buy time. But the future is up to us. And this is true. But a gift like Barack, do you truly, you on the left, do you truly not see what having him has meant? And I don't just mean all that he's accomplished in the face of a solid block of resistance, all that he's done to widen our agency as citizens, our ability to begin to confront this massive totalitarian threat, which is this moment, but what he, the man, has meant for our agency as world citizens. And I'm using that word citizens not in a statist sense, trust. Can we see this particularly now that we've been schooled by Bentham on power's unequivocal determination to control via its policing of education and the media the thoughts available for us to think? And by Popper and Alice Miller on the deep roots in the histories of class humans generally. And I apologize. I found myself thinking, it is so obvious that it is so obvious that control of the media and of education forestalls even the possibility of such a thing. The fact that we haven't talked about that is in and of itself sufficient proof that there is no such thing as democracy. it's quite amazing and horrifying to consider the degree to which we have been thoroughly conditioned, the degree to which our thoughts are totally given. Continuing with my, sorry, anyway, particularly now that we've been schooled by Bentham and by Popper and Alice Miller on the deep roots in the histories of class humans generally, and in each one of us specifically, the deep roots of the totalitarian mindset, and that therefore the effect on power was as explosive as it was unexpected. His election was not just a wake-up call, did not just school them on the massive shift in the populace that had germinated and bloomed right under their very noses, but forced a total reordering of their thinking and priorities. Urgently, they turned afresh to the project control of the populace. And no less explosive was the effect of Barack's election on the world population. Pourquoi pas nous? Why not us? Went up on cafe walls in Paris. All over the world, the universe had changed, grown more expansive. Anything was now possible. Directly from this world-shifting event. And never forget, we're talking about the U.S. state, the birthplace of fascism, in the shape of New World slavery become Jim Crow South. We have been trying to show that in previous shows. Hitler acknowledged the debt, but we don't hear that talked about. So this is the U.S. state we're talking about. Directly from this world-shifting event, this paradigm shift, followed arguably, but I believe because of the convergence of the approach of near total earth resource consumption point and its attendant economic and environmental crises, occurring simultaneously with unprecedented percentages of youth in the world. Following directly on this event, I believe, Tunisia, Egypt, Occupy, Wisconsin, expanding anti-privatization all over the globe, i.e. the global awakening. So power is now mobilized to a degree not seen since World War II. They will settle for nothing but total submission to their authority, in the face of which, where are we?